Hey, welcome to an episode of Crippled System, episode 316. My name is Andy.
Wait, didn't we do 316 last time?
This is 317.
Okay.
The one after six.
Yes, because time doesn't work in the pandemic and numbers don't either.
Yeah. So hopefully you guys don't hear like a bunch of noise. As it turns out, my audio setups is all weird.
Maybe it caught the COVID.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Oh, my name is Andy.
My name is Nathan.
And I'm Dave.
Hey.
Dave.
Yep. Not
David. I always call you David.
David's fine.
But what about Dave? You went with Dave. That implies a preference.
I don't really care. I don't. I mean, you can call me just about any variant of my names. I do not care for Davey and Bing. Bing is straight out, but Dave, David, Bingham are all acceptable.
Oh, Dave, David, Bingham sounds like it's just that you have a middle name of David.
Yeah, it's like Tony, Tony, Tony.
Hey, so, you know, another week has passed, or another 2 weeks have passed. Has anything happened recently for you guys?
I heard that Steamforge had another announcement they were going to make for reals this time, though.
I don't even know exactly what it was about.
Who the fuck cares?
September 20th is supposed to be, they're having another announcement of some sort, and they really mean it this time. I don't know.
So what are they announcing that they really mean this time? Or are they just going to complain about their players being really mean?
I mean, they can't complain about the competitive meta with any of their other games because their other games don't have competitive metas because they're just trash licensed Kickstarter vomit.
Yeah, but I mean, their players could still be really mean. And they could
cancel God Tier.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what they did for Guild Ball, is they were like, hey, here's our big, keynote address at Gen Con, and we're going to talk about all these things. Oh, don't worry, we'll talk about Guild Ball in 2 weeks. And then
they did talk about Guild Ball in 2 weeks.
They did talk
about Guild Ball. You can't say they lied.
That was a true statement, yes.
That was a true statement, yes. It sounds like...
The old statement, you're not wrong, you're just an asshole.
Yeah. It sounds like my situation that I had with Amazon this afternoon. So, just of a company just being tone deaf to everything that you're describing to them. So I logged into my bank account, and I saw that there was two charges in there from Amazon. One was on the 12th for like $1.94. And one was today for $71.19. And I perused through my Amazon account.
So there was a test and then a purchase.
Yeah. So I perused through my account and I'm like, huh, I don't see any activity for this. This seems awfully weird. I double checked through my, basically everything. I was just going through and making sure that I didn't have some like weird subscription or like Amazon Prime was set to like, renew every 6 months or some shit like that.
Sure.
And yeah, I couldn't find anything. So I called my bank and I said, hey, can you tell where these transactions are actually coming from? They said, well, they're coming from Amazon. And I'm like, okay, well, I didn't make them. And then the bank goes, well, I could probably see if we can get Amazon on the line to talk to them. And they're like, cool. So my bank and myself contact Amazon. And Amazon basically answers and they say, well, I don't see any activity on your account, so they must not be there. It's like, but I see these transactions occurring on my bank account. I'm like, well, we're not able to find any of them when we look over the history of your account.
It's like, yeah, I'm not talking about my Amazon account. That's the point.
I'm talking that I have a credit card that's being used by somebody there or somebody with an account, and it's fraudulent. I mean, it's activity I did not do. My bank and myself sat on the phone, I think for about a half hour, just going back and forth with this lady, and then eventually got escalated to a supervisor, which basically repeated the same thing. It's like, we looked over your subscriptions, we looked over this and that. Their last purchase was on September 4th through us. I'm like, yes, I know, but I've got these other two that came through 2 days ago and today.
You got the person on the bank, the person from the bank is saying, yeah, this, all of this happened. What the fuck is going on? And Amazon's like, nope, nope.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, Amazon was right. Those charges were not on Andy's Amazon account.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, we even gave him, like, through the bank, like, I can't see it through my things, but we had, like, a transaction ID and everything there that we could send over to Amazon. Amazon is still going, well, we don't see it on your account.
Well, do you see that transaction ID in your history? Can you tell me what was purchased and where it was mailed to?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, I was going to say, the next question is, which Amazon account made the charges?
Exactly. Exactly. Because, yeah. So I had the fun-filled thing of canceling my credit card today. So,
yep.
So that's awesome. It's also the card I use for everything for my account. So.
I will say that is one of my personal life pro tips is to open a second checking account to put all of your bills on, and do not use it for anything else, so that all of your recurring charges don't explode when your day to day credit card number gets stolen, because it happens occasionally.
Yeah,
sure, yeah, that makes sense. But yeah, it's just, she kept on putting us on hold, coming back, and it's like, yep, we looked at the account. We don't see those transactions. I'm like,
yeah, I know.
I know. I told you. But yeah. Yeah. Something new from SteamForge is coming on September 20th. Pay attention.
Is it going to be better or worse than credit card fraud?
Jeez. I don't know. Maybe.
I'm trying to think.
Crippled System 317, new announcement from Steamforge, might even be better than credit card fraud. We'll see.
Trying to think what video game they could be doing the license thing for that they'd be announcing. Because they only got Monster Hunter, or is it Horizon Zero Dawn? Which of those is the one they're currently gearing up for?
They're gearing up for Monster Hunter, I believe. That one is supposed to be... I mean, they announced that's coming to Kickstarter in 2021.
Like, right. So they're going to announce something else that's coming like the second half of 2021.
Probably.
And it's going to be some other video game. Like, they're going to have the Fortnite board game.
I'm guessing it's going to be another Capcom. And it's going to probably be like Resident Evil 4.
So they have Devil May Cry yet?
They do. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Meh.
Resident Evil 3 Nemesis.
I think they just had a Kickstarter for that.
Did they? Jesus.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah. I ignored it like the plague. Like I said, as I got the original Kickstarter for free for showing up at SteamCon, I kind of had like the grand prize thing. So I got a free copy of Resident Evil 2. And then I paid a bunch of money to get all the Kickstarter extras. And it's been sitting in my living room on the floor underneath the coffee table since I got it, pretty much.
Yeah.
With the two rule books laid out on top of it. And I'm like, ugh.
And that's why I've stopped doing the FOMO Kickstarter games, is because that's what everybody does with them. You plunk down your $350 all in on the Super Mario Brothers Ultra Edition Kickstarter game, and then just shove it under your desk. It doesn't exist. Calm down, Andy. But then nobody plays it. You know what I mean? That's what happens with all of us, with all of those things.
And then it protects your carpet from dust.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
and the days of reselling it later, like Zombicide, are dead and gone, because everybody's on to the fact that nobody ever actually plays these things, so nobody ever buys them on the secondary market either. It's a bubble of bubbles, and the fact that it hasn't burst yet, the fact that Cool Mini or Not hasn't gone triple bankrupt, just continues to confuse me. But every one of their Kickstarters is a huge, massive hit, even though everybody knows that this is the case every single time.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's kind of why I didn't get into any of the other Kickstarters. I mean, I know we're blasting Steamforged here, but they kind of deserve it.
I'm spreading it to the industry as a whole. Like the whole Kickstarter licensed FOMO thing, I just am so done with. You know, there's a couple niche like as far as licensed game, there's a couple like more niche ones with smaller companies like Modiphius doing like the you know certain RPGs and things like that that I'll follow. But as far as just like the stamp it and move it along the assembly line, anything by Steamforge, anything by Cool Mini or not, they're all just the same. And I just know that they're going to be nothing but a bucket full of cute minis and a game that I'm never going to play because it's not good. No. And I could just buy Funko Pops if that's what I wanted.
Yeah, but I mean, that whole model, there's the worst thing about all of this is that if you look at it from the perspective of a small or medium-sized gaming company, there is absolutely no reason to ever do anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you mean run everything on Kickstarter?
Yeah.
I mean,
because you make less money.
People buy for FOMO. Yeah,
yeah, but I mean, you make less money than if you funded it all yourself, produced it ahead of time, and did that. But there's no risk.
Yeah.
Other than, I mean, there's no risk associated with the inventory. I mean, there is some risk because it costs you development time to do it. But these companies are like two sculptors, an artist, and one dude who thinks he understands math. And so, I mean, there's not really a whole lot of cost there. And so you have Kickstarter shovelware, and you never go bankrupt because you have $10 million of the wrong plastic sitting in your warehouse, since all you do is Kickstarter, and you know before the production run starts exactly how many you're going to sell.
Yep.
And so, yeah, for a company like Steamforge or Cool Mini or not, or even Privateer Press, there is no reason not to do it this way because you still have to take care of your fixed expenses, but you don't have the huge risk of inventory.
Yep. Were you saying not much longer on Funko Pop, Sandy? What's that all about? Are they going bankrupt?
That company went bankrupt, or is Cool as a Down, I think.
But they just released images that they have Funko Pops of the new Dune movie.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, they went fake bankrupt, right? They did the thing where you go bankrupt, but nothing happens, and you keep selling stuff, like Sbarro did 17 times over the last decade.
I think hopefully people can hear me now.
I can hear you.
You guys can hear me all right, but I think I messed up on audio. God damn it. I should not took my computer upstairs. That's what happened.
Oh.
So, yeah, the stream can't hear me at all.
Interesting.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Funko is below average in probability of bankruptcy category among related companies.
Yeah.
So I don't think they went bankrupt. Yeah, or they went bankrupt and they're already back. And this talk about the probability of going bankrupt a second time. I don't know.
Yeah, I can't find any. There was a panic in February. Their stock price plummeted, but they didn't. It looks like nothing really happened.
Everybody's stock price plummeted in February.
Yeah.
Hey, you know why they can't hear me?
Why?
I can show you in a second.
I went to see some hardware.
Andy's unplugged.
The one microphone that I have used for the podcast is unplugged.
You're plugged back in now?
Now I plugged it back in. Can the stream hear Andy now? But I don't think the stream is going to... What?
You're loud now.
Oh.
Yes. And there's no more static.
Yeah, there's no more static, and you're twice as loud.
Weird.
Yeah.
But yes, yes, Googling this led to this wonderful headline from MarketWatch. Funko stock plummets on surprise sales downturn, posted February 5th, 2020.
Yeah.
I could have sworn I saw something just very recently on that, too.
The thing that I'm looking here that just shows you how great capitalism is that based on the latest financial disclosure, Funko Inc. has a probability of bankruptcy of 37%. This is 10.61% lower than the expected within the sector. So the expected is almost 50% chance of bankruptcy. Like, good lord.
Toy companies just fucking explode constantly. That's expected.
and not even toy company. The probability of bankruptcy for all United States stocks is 7.11% higher than that of the company. So 44% chance of bankruptcy is average for all.
Oh. Oh, no. Oops.
Oh, wait.
Oh.
Andy's back. I don't know what that meant for the podcast, but we lost Andy for a minute there.
It's an issue. I'm working on it.
Everything's fine. Everything's fine here.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Definitely lost all whatever you guys were just talking about for a second there.
We were talking about companies exploding and that having a 1 in 3 chance of going bankrupt in any particular year is actually pretty good for an American company.
Good Lord.
Hopefully you can hear me now.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the audience, that is. Oh, my God. I think everything's broken. Everything's broken. I don't like it. Now I've got no video for everybody. This is the worst.
Well, you just got quick. You turn your video. No, your video is on. I don't know. You click the. Listen. You're fine. David and I are nothing to look at anyway.
Yeah.
It's not capturing Discord. I don't understand.
So we're not broadcasting, or
we're broadcasting. Audio is going out now, but
okay.
But is it being recorded?
Well, it's always been recorded. I mean that part of it works. It's just everything dealing outside of that is not working.
Okay. Well, the sentence "it's not capturing Discord" had a problematic pronoun.
Oh yeah, sorry.
I don't know who it is, but if it's the podcast, that's a problem.
I could have sworn I saw something very recently about Funko going down. But, yeah, it turns out that I'm wrong.
Also, you fool.
Yeah. So the new trailer popped for Dune.
Yeah, I have watched it a couple dozen times.
that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, because I do a lot of YouTube watching, and I don't have ads turned off because fuck giving money to YouTube. And so I just suffer through ads and skip them as soon as possible. But so every time that trailer comes on as the ad before the video, I do not skip it. So it comes up a lot. So I just end up watching the trailer a lot. And then there was a time I had Raylene watch it with me because I said, Raylene, we should watch the trailer that I had already watched like 7 times. So we watched the trailer. And then the next suggested video was the Stephen Colbert interview with all of the cast members that he had before the trailer premiered. So we watched that, and that video ended with the trailer. So I watched the trailer again.
It looks good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm. Yes. I think I need to watch the. Need to watch this. The Lynch version again. I didn't hate it. I mean, yeah, but that's me. Of course, I haven't seen it in many years.
The Lynch version.
It is irredeemably terrible, but it's irredeemably terrible in a hypnotic way. You know, it's like the fire at the fireworks factory, where it's great to look at if you ignore the death and destruction and chaos that it's causing.
Fair enough. Just
bad by any justifiable metric, but it just doesn't matter because it's crazy enough to still be interesting, I guess.
Yeah. So
why do they duct tape a cat to a rat and have a guy milk it for the antidote to his poison? Like, what the fuck's that all about, David?
I don't
Lynch.
Know.
You, David, too, but mostly David Lynch. I need him to justify why they duct tape a rat to a cat and make a guy milk it for his poison antidote.
I am guessing that the original Lynch one really doesn't have that much tied to the books.
Correct. So the easy thing is anything that's completely batshit insane like that, or people having heart plugs or weaponized megaphones, that's all Lynch.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it follows the book terribly well. It just adds a bunch of completely batshit stuff to the book.
I mean, at what point does adding something batshit stop counting as following the book? Like, oh, I don't know, Jesus Paul making it rain on Arrakis through the power of his Jedi might or whatever? What the fuck's that all about, Dave?
I mean, there's some, there's some fan fiction added in, but... But yeah. It does. I understand the weirding modules. The weirding modules don't bother me because I understand what they were trying to.
They didn't have confidence to film the weirding way, so this was his way of avoiding it. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean that. I mean, to me, that's like the teleporters in Star Trek. They were never supposed to be there because Roddenberry knew they made they made no sense whatsoever. But it was a compromise to actually put the thing on film. So the weirding modules don't bother me, and a lot of the weird stuff around the Harkonnens that was added was just was unnecessary. But
does Baron Harkonnen float?
No, I mean kind of. Kind of. Baron Harkonnen he doesn't fly around. He almost has, like, you know how babies, they have the thing, like the walkers that they're suspended in, that their feet can barely touch the ground and they scoot around with them?
Mm-hmm. Kind of like
He's got like a hovercraft version of that because he's too fat to walk on his own. Yeah. So he's got like a floaty belt so he tiptoes along while being lifted by that. But he doesn't like fly around the room.
Yeah, I mean, in the book, Baron Harkonnen is gross. He is not Geiger-esque.
Yeah.
And the Geiger, all of the Geiger-esque stuff added to it was Lynch. But I mean, the weirding modules are forgivable because it was something just to make the whole thing filmable. And outside of that and the weird Harkonnen stuff, I mean, there were a couple of things here and there, like
rain.
Yeah, and I was honestly more annoyed at where Idaho died in the movie as compared to the book as much as anything else.
The giant poo monster, the weird, like, why are all the Bene Gesserit bald just because Lynch decided it? You know, the voiceovers are clunky and terrible. And even ignoring stuff like that, I guess the biggest thing that I think is a failure story-wise within the Lynch version, and I'm very excited to see how the new version bypasses this because I do trust the director to manage to bypass this, is the fact that in Dune, the film, Paul is a hero who rescues all the Fremen and liberates them, and hooray, happy ending. And in the book, that happy ending, the way I equate it to, is like cheering when Hitler gets elected because he's going to end Germany's recession. Like, yeah, at that moment, it seems really good for the people. It's not going to end well for anyone.
Yeah.
And the movie doesn't capture that this is a subversion of the hero's journey, not a celebration of the hero's journey. Paul is a monster and a tyrant, and everyone's going to die because he's in charge now.
Maybe I should actually read the book.
The book's good. I mean, I watched the Lynch version. Like, as much as I badmouth the Lynch version, like I said, it is entertaining in a train wrecky, hypnotic kind of way because it's just so batshit insane. You almost have to respect it, you know, like having fucking like Gurney carrying a pug into battle at the end of the movie. Why does he have a pug? Like, he just has a pug for no reason.
I apologize to our video watchers. I think I finally fixed the audio, so
yay
in that regards. Hopefully I'm not too loud and too soft, but
you sound perfect to me, Chuckles.
Oh, I wish I could hug you.
You can hug some random thing. Give Hatbug some sugar. Hatbug? Catbug. Sorry, Catbug.
So, Dune, did any of you guys watch Bill and Ted Face the Music?
Yes!
David?
Spoilers, my recommendation for this podcast is Bill and Ted, all three of them.
Yeah, they're all really good.
Face the Music was probably the weakest of the three, but not to the extent that you'd think a 30-year gap in films would cause. It was still solid and enjoyable. And mostly, the Bill and Ted films are completely devoid of any cynicism. They're just a joy to watch. Just all of them. They're just so pleasant.
I did watch a Watch Mojo fucking video on, YouTube.
Which
was like what is the top things that Bill and Ted fans may have missed in the movie, or something that you may have missed in the movie, and all of them were just like, if you watched the movie, there's no fucking possible way you would have missed it. It was like one of their points was the two girls there are Bill and Ted's daughters. And like, okay.
Really?
Like, and then Kristen Schaal, is it Kristen Schaal?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kristen Schaal is the daughter of Rufus, who is in the first two movies.
Yeah, there's that a subtle clue when she says that she's his daughter, and then the 1900 times that people reference him being her father. So here's the thing with those videos, shit. Andy, is they don't. It doesn't matter. You watch the video; they got their ad revenue.
Yeah, yeah.
Even to the point, a thumbs up and a thumbs down are identical financially for a YouTube video because the algorithm doesn't even factor that. It's just interaction, and they get the same money. They don't fucking care.
I left a comment too. So I made sure.
Great.
Yep.
Good job rewarding their clickbait garbage.
Fucking A. I mean, I've seen stuff from them before that has actually been interesting news. Like, after I see a movie, I usually go and check out, like, the IMDb trivia. Because it's always interesting to see, like, who they were trying to get to be playing a certain role in there. But this one here was just the most brain dead asinine thing I ever sat through. It was like 11 minutes. I was like, okay, are they going to give me anything that I can maybe just absorb as knowledge?
CinemaSins is the worst. Watch Mojo is the second worst. The corner turns where it becomes watchable to me when you get to What Culture. And even them, their movie section is wrong half the time. Like, they'll have trivia for stuff that's just flat out incorrect because they just get their trivia like off of IMDb and they don't double check it.
Sure. IMDb trivia sometimes is the worst, though. It's like,
my favorite thing of IMDb trivia is that nobody ever cleans it up. So, like, if you go right now on, like, Iron Man, there'll probably be a trivia that says, like, Robert Downey Jr. is slated to perform as Iron Man. And it'll be repeated, like, five times.
Yeah, because it's like four more down, and then also make a mention, too, of, like, Robert Downey Jr. starred with this person in this movie.
Yeah.
Okay, okay, thanks. It's not really trivia. What Culture, though, I do enjoy them a lot. They have a lot of wrestling stuff. Oh, Nathan wants to turn on a light. He's tired of looking at himself in the dark.
I turned my light on, so I'm no longer like Colonel Kurtz.
Colonel Kurtz? Oh, from Apocalypse Now?
Yeah.
Ooh, I actually... My brain must be working today.
Must be those Watch Mojo videos. Apocalypse Now starred Colonel Kurtz as Colonel Kurtz as himself.
It's about the accuracy they aim for. This person, Charlie Sheen previously. What?
But they don't care. I watched a video. There's a lady who does like cakes and stuff on YouTube, and she also does a bunch of videos where she points out like these stupid like 5-minute hack videos and how they're all just utter bullshit. And she was pointing out that it doesn't matter. Like they have a formula where the video's title will have a number and then a term and then a claim. They'll be like, you know, 6 tips that will change your life. Mm-hmm. 17 life hacks you can't have lived without. Mm-hmm. And every single video is that. And the thing she pointed out, like, she watched a bunch of these videos and she said the number is never accurate. It's always just some random number that has nothing to do with how much shit they throw in there to pad the time. And whatever the thumbnail is will never have anything to do with any of the hacks because they're not even involved with each other. They do the name, they do a thumbnail, and they do random clips all just shuffled together and thrown onto YouTube, and people watch them, so they make billions of dollars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen some of the investigations into children's videos on YouTube?
Oh, yeah.
Nobody knows who exactly is responsible for all of these, and many of them are apparently generated by AI.
Yeah. Great stuff. Good times.
Yeah.
Well, and the hack stuff too. Like they were talking about, and she was saying that she reported these ones and they don't even matter, but like it'll be like, you know, food hacks, and they'll soak strawberries in bleach to turn the strawberries white. Cause A, that's apparently a cool hack, and B, that won't kill you. Or there's one for like kids hacks, and they were soaking Skittles in vodka.
I mean,
like, it wasn't to drink the vodka. You were supposed to, like, then use the coloration or something, or maybe it was to make this. It was to make the Skittles go white. I don't remember, but the point is, she's like, this is a children's hack using cups of vodka.
I mean, that sounds pretty good. I mean, if you want your kids to settle down and just go to pass out,
yeah,
that's a way you
can
do
it. Cool kids.
Hey, the good thing about the pandemic is your kids aren't going out anymore, so you could treat them however you want. You're not going to get
fair.
Caught. You're not going to get
good
caught.
Thing.
They're not going out. Did you hear about this?
You should try dealing with a Madison Metropolitan School's virtual learning environment.
Did you hear about the kid that got suspended because like some child behind him when he was in virtual class walked past with a Nerf gun? So he was like doing like a Skype like this here, and like his younger brother or somebody or maybe even him walked past the camera with a Nerf gun, and he got suspended.
Yeah, well, you know, you can't have Nerf guns at school, but meanwhile, we need to have assault weapons, you know, so the parents, or teachers, rather, are there in case anything goes wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
So dumb.
I finally made a plea to Facebook in a random post, and I think it's actually worked. That I think the AI actually listened to me and stopped showing me paint pouring it videos. The worst fucking waste of time in the world.
Paint pouring videos?
Paint pouring videos. It's exactly what it sounds like. So it's basically like somebody who's got like, I got a giant jug of paint, and I'm going to pour some more paint into this, and we're just going to dump it on the canvas. Look at the colors. They look pretty. And it's
so they at least throw it on a canvas. It's not like from one bucket to the other, like when they're in the Looney Tunes when they were making potions.
Yeah, no. But I mean, as somebody who comes from an art background, that's a fucking waste of paint, because that thing is not going to dry instantly. It's just going to keep on spreading out on the canvas, and then it's just going to be like one color piece of shit. If you can pause it and cause it to stop while it's in the process of drying, you know, not to expand any or flow any further, then they would look neat. But I know that's not the case. You just waste.
But again,
time.
The canvas isn't the product. The video was the product, and you bought the product when you watched the video.
Yeah.
Actually, you are the product, and you became the product when you watched the video.
Yeah. I mean, all the other stuff that Facebook's in their videos shoved down my throat, I'm okay with, because I like watching wood turning videos and shit like that, which Facebook really knows I like wood turning videos, because it's every other fucking post is a wood turning video. Or puppies.
Yeah, I mean, I know. Yeah, Facebook has Facebook has identified that I will sit and watch people casting metal, and
shit like that. Yeah, doing workshop stuff.
It's like shit. Okay, and it's like, yep. Casting. What the fuck are you making this time? An axe? Sure. Let me see. Okay. Yeah. Next video.
I'm gonna watch you pack that sand, and then put that axe into there, and then we're gonna watch you pack more sand on top of that, so you can make the mold. And yeah. Because at least they stopped with paint pouring. I'm telling you, look it up sometime. It's the biggest waste of fucking paint in the world.
No, I will not look it up, because if I look it up, I'm going to get paint pouring videos. And I don't even have Facebook anymore, so it'll find me someplace else.
Do you still use Messenger at least, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, obviously we would communicate. I didn't even think about that.
I mean, I theoretically still have Facebook, but... I'm just on Messenger. I was telling my wife, it's like, I really don't spend any time on Facebook. And she's like, but you show up as online all the time. It's like, that's because everyone I know prefers to talk on Messenger.
Yeah.
It's like, that's might as well be a separate thing.
I do like Messenger. It's a solid program. I mean,
annoyingly, my friends are mostly split between Telegram, Discord, and Messenger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Annoyingly, most of my friends that I game with are all on Telegram. That's it. And I don't use Telegram at all.
Why don't you?
Ugh, it
Use Telegram. You can have some stickers on there. It's basically Messenger.
I know it's basically Messenger.
Just not linked to Facebook.
Yeah, by the time I usually look at it, it's also an incredible wall of text. I will say,
well, that's your fault for not looking at it.
You posted a huge wall of text in our D&D group that I did not read.
That's fine. It's not information that would necessarily interest your character, but it was interesting to Chris's and Tim's character because it had to do with the story so far.
Yeah. It's fair enough.
And I recounted it to them in character, and then I also just pasted it in the chat in case they wanted to double check it later.
Sure.
Oh. Plus, and then the other group that we're in, it's your own fault that you're not interested in it. If you would just play Gwent, you'd find that chat far more interesting.
It was supposed to be our D&D group. It was originally our Thursday D&D group, and now it's just literally Gwent talk all the time.
We occasionally talk about other stuff.
Well, yeah, I know. And I never it's know great. It because I'm always muted it because I'm sick of hearing reading about Gwent talk.
I'm glad that group's up to 80% Gwent participation. You're the only holdout, Andy. You're the only holdout.
Yeah, I tried it once.
Oh. Yeah. Lord of Lordle. I saw a thing. What did I see? I don't remember now. I'm going to go back to sleep.
Yeah, I woke up this morning. I felt so tired. I just called in sick to work, and then I went to bed, and I didn't wake up until like 2 in the afternoon. So, yeah.
That's so good I have stuff. Been, yeah, I have been overseeing kids with their virtual learning, which has been interesting because... So in addition to the school district making bad decisions, like waffling on whether they were going to have virtual learning or in-person learning until 3 weeks before the quarter started, we have all of the stuff for the online learning spread across 4 different platforms. Every teacher has different mechanisms for delivering this information to both the students and the parents. And so I don't know how it's supposed to work without a parent sitting over young children during the entirety of the school session, which means that I'm unemployed at the moment, and my wife works just about full time but is out a lot of the time, and I don't know how a family with both working parents is supposed to make any of this shit work.
Even worse is that despite being basically necessary for life nowadays, in America, having the internet and a computer is still, to some extent, a luxury. Yeah. Right? So there are households that, and especially ones that have like 3 kids and 1 computer, you know? Yeah. So these people have to get 2 more computers and have to get strong enough internet that it could be running 3 different systems concurrently. It's insane.
Oh, in the school district's defense, they have it set up so that you can sign up and drive to a school and pick up a Chromebook, one for each kid. That's so they do provide that. I don't know if they have any sort of option for the internet or not, but that's definitely another issue. But
internet should be a utility at this point. The fact that living without the internet is just as bad as living without running water in today's society, and so there's no reason to have to deal with illegal monopolies, because you don't have choices. They claim you have choices, but you don't actually have choices because they stay out of each other's turf. You know, I can't choose between. Now there's someone. So you'll get around that by having one cable company that does internet and one phone company that does internet. Like you'll have Charter and not ADP.
TBS.
Right.
Yeah.
But like Charter and the only other cable company that exists, whose name I don't even know because they're not in Wisconsin, because that's what they fucking do. Stay out of each other's turf. Yes. They stay out of each other's turf. And they're like, well, we're not a monopoly because, you know, there's 2 of us. Right. So we're not a monopoly because we compete with each other, except we never compete with each other because that way we both have a monopoly. How is that fucking legal?
I know how,
because they bribe politicians and call it what's the term? Lobbying.
Yeah. There's some serious competition, like in Verona where I live right now, but with Charter and, or is it Yeah, Charter.
TDS, Charter and TDS, and TDS just set up a billboard on my side of town, and I'm excited that I may someday soon actually have a choice. But no, it's it actually gets worse than that, Nathan. Did you hear about the thing in Chattanooga? Because the city of Chattanooga voted to establish municipal broadband, that they were going to literally run broadband internet access as a utility, and AT&T sued the shit out of them over several years because it was unfair competition.
Mm-hmm. So I will say, though, for my company, as far as I know that I work for, we have... In these times where, you know, people can't pay their bills and that, we've kept it open for internet. We basically have so they can still keep on using the internet even if they're behind on their bill and such.
Yeah.
It's kind of like how Wisconsin does for, or at least a lot of the northern states do for heating and such.
Heating in the winter. You can't, but the bill's still there come March.
Very true. But I mean, it helps in a way for the people to deal with the trying time at the moment. And I know we were doing that for a while through the start of COVID. But yeah, I believe it should completely be a utility. I mean, there's no reason for it not to be, because it's such.
Yeah, because when per dollar spent, we also have like the worst internet in the industrialized world.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, that's the same as healthcare, right? Because it's privatized, it's also more expensive and worse.
Yeah.
But I mean, it needs to be that way. Otherwise, the rich can't get richer. I saw an interesting thing the other day, which is that there are 86,000 employees for Amazon, when you factor in, you know, all of their employees. If Bezos gave each of them $107,000, he would have the same amount of money he had when COVID started.
as a one-time payment, not like a yearly salary thing. It would just be like a one-time payment. Yeah, no, yeah. I mean, you're thinking about it as 180, you said 187,000 people?
It was like 80-something, was it like 800? Let me see, I will find it. I remember that it was just over 100,000 per person, and it is 800,000 employees. That's right. Yeah. So if he gave all 800,000 employees $100,000 cash bonus right now, he would have the same amount of money he had 6 months ago.
Yeah, that's insane.
People talk about COVID destroying our economy. It didn't. There's all the money.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely affecting people differently than, yeah.
Yeah, all of our money is going to Jeff Bezos. It isn't,
I mean, that's the thing, because my father's most of his retirement is invested in the market, and he was panicking when all of this started. And so, I mean, he had me talk to his advisor, because he wanted beyond his advisor's advice, he wanted my view on top of it. And I said, yeah, I think he missed getting out at the very beginning of it, which would have been amazing. But I said, yeah, it's like, it's probably going to bottom out, and then he'll come back and probably get about 75% of it by the end of the year. And turns out I was wrong, because he's already positive for the year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, stock market's doing great.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because the S&P 500 is already back to peak numbers, because the S&P 500, which is a better metric of the market performance than the Dow, has no real bearing over how the economy is performing for normal people.
Well, and that's the thing, not to turn this into crippled socialism, but when people talk about the economy, they're not talking about the economy. They're talking about this imaginary red line that doesn't mean anything for 90% of people.
Yeah.
Yeah. A bunch of bells and whistles in New York City and all around the world.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, look, the stock market's up. It's like, does that affect you? How much stock do you have, Jimbo? You don't have any. What you have is you know, debt and poverty and misery and rich people telling you that you need to keep giving them more, otherwise you'll somehow get even more miserable and poor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, I think the 401k is maybe the single biggest scam perpetrated amongst the on the American people, and that's saying something, because now every retired American has to care about the stock market.
Mm-hmm. And not just retired, but anyone hoping to retire.
Anybody retired or anybody hoping to retire in the next several decades has to care about the stock market. So now, even though it doesn't have any impact on your quality of life, the stock market does have to perform or you don't get to retire. So you have to care about shit that makes rich people richer too.
Yeah.
Because you're fucked by it. And actually it turns out you're more fucked by it, because if you have enough of a portfolio to have investment managers, you've got a better chance of getting out and weathering a financial crisis than some dude with a 401k.
And not just weathering, but profiting from it, because you'll have enough money to rebuy into it when the stock goes down.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
almost like that's what happens every time the housing market crashes or anything.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so sad too. I mean, then you have people fucking shit up so bad that they have to dip into things that they're not supposed to dip into, like Social Security and Medicare and all the other things that we take for granted through every single paycheck. That's that's probably not going to be there in a couple of years. I mean, that's also to help supplement our retirement.
The answer is to cease believing in trickle-down economics and switch to pinata economics.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds actually pretty cool. Where's the next pinata?
Bezos would be a good one to start with. Yeah. Just beat him with a baseball bat until all the money comes out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then all the children can scramble around and scoop up all the money. For legal purposes, that was a joke.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
So have I mentioned that I just graduated with, I just got my PhD. I mean, I defended a month and a half ago, and I might actually get my diploma soon. And I don't like to talk about myself, but I have the highest degree you can get in computer science from a program ranked above Harvard.
Sure.
And I can't find a fucking job.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Yeah, because I happen to finish this degree in the middle of a depression, because our federal government cannot fucking handle something that every other industrialized country has.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, we're just prime example. Again, keep on pointing out Japan. I mean, talk about a place that is one of the most densely populated areas.
Yeah.
And they have it under control. And we,
I think people can say, well, Japan operates differently because they have vastly different social mores, and Japan and South Korea may have actually done it better than
then
Japan.
Then maybe we should reexamine our fucking social mores.
Yes. You are exactly right. But there are significantly different, huge cultural differences that when they say. In some parts of Asia, people just fucking wear masks during flu season because that's what they do. It's not just that, but it's like most of Europe that is culturally very similar to America, just fucking got over it. They stayed home, they wore masks, and now they're reopening. And New Zealand has no cases. Canada recently had announced that, like, for the first time, they hadn't had a death. Canada is it's just America's attic, and they fucking dealt with it. And
because
the only
America
can't.
America thinks they have a monopoly on freedom. They think it doesn't exist anywhere else because we call ourselves the land of the free, ergo the rest of the planet isn't free. And we believe that to such an extent that we misinterpret inconvenience as oppression. I have to wear a mask. What is this, Nazi Germany? You might as well fuck you. Just put a mask on, you child. You whiny, petulant man baby. Like, you are throwing a goddamn temper tantrum over the smallest of inconveniences, you pile of shit. Fucking marching in the streets because you have to put a piece of cloth over your face if you're inside a store. Eat my balls. You fucking infant. You temper tantrum throwing piece of shit.
I don't like wearing shoes anymore, and I want to go into stores, so they shouldn't force me to wear shoes.
Tyranny.
It's tyranny.
Shoe oppression.
The whole thing of people making it that not wearing a mask is somehow brave and is sticking up for something. It's like, no, this is a personal outlook on life that allows you to see yourself as a hero fighting oppression when instead you are contributing to 200,000 dead Americans.
You know what would be brave? Is having the goddamn selfishness to be inconvenienced and wear a mask because you know it helps other people and might save a goddamn life.
Yeah.
You self-centered, irredeemable fuck nozzle.
I feel bad because there's a tournament coming up here. There's the Chaos Cup. I try to go every year. Unfortunately, I've missed the last couple of years. This year, they're having it live in Chicago. I don't feel safe going to it. I don't feel safe going down to my local game store and playing around other people in War Machine games. I'm not going to travel to Chicago, hang out with people that have traveled there from all around the country. It's fucking stupid in this day and age. If we were in the terms of, you know, we're actually giving out vaccines that have been tested, maybe more likely that would be around the time I would think about doing that. But
and it's beyond just you feeling safe. It's beyond, like, the people are like, my body, my choice, subverting a fucking phrase that's for a far more important cause, but let's not talk about that for the moment. But those people talk about, like, well, if I want to go without the mask and risk myself getting COVID, that's my right to do. It's not you risking yourself, you fuck piece of shit, again. It's you going one place, getting it, fine, good, you can die, I don't give a shit. Yep. But then you go someplace else and you transmit it to some worker who doesn't have a choice but to be there because the grocery stores need to be open, the gas stations need to be open, and these people have to be there. Otherwise, they die because they need money, because the way our country is built, where we didn't have the safety net where we could actually shut down. So you're going to kill some poor person who has to work their job at the grocery store because you don't give a shit. And yet you claim you're the big patriotic, I'm proud to be an American, America, I'll do anything for America except wear a small piece of cloth on my face for a half an hour.
Yeah. Also, while we're on the topic, I just want to bring up a couple of things that I have seen on social media lately. First, the number of 6% of COVID deaths were entirely by COVID-19. That is just measuring the causes of death that list COVID-19 as the sole contributing factor. And if you consider that the metric, then AIDS has never killed a single person.
Zero people have died of AIDS. Yes, obviously.
Yes.
The comparison I've seen, though, too, is like the folks that died in 9/11. I mean, if anybody in those planes had a heart condition,
but I mean,
zero people have died of AIDS. Here's the other thing. Bullets aren't fatal. Literally. No one's ever died from being shot. Yeah. I mean, no one's ever died from being shot. They die from blood loss.
If you believe that 6% number, it is a literal, direct, apples-to-apples analog to say that AIDS has never killed a person. Yeah. Because that is exactly, if you apply the same standard to AIDS, it has never killed a person. Second thing, people are saying these deaths are overreported. While this is something that there is an astronomically small chance that may be true, statistically it is almost certain that the exact opposite is true.
Yeah.
Because the excess deaths for 2020, I don't have numbers except for through about July, but at that point we were, even counting the COVID-19 deaths, there were about 40,000 deaths on top of that. So extrapolating from there, we are probably closer to 300,000 COVID-19 deaths than 200,000.
And it's the same logic by the people who think that voter fraud is an issue because there was one little old lady who tried to vote twice in Pasadena once upon a time, when in reality it's the voter suppression that's the issue.
Yeah.
Right?
Correct. Yeah. Correct. Yeah. But all the gerrymandering and stuff on that as well.
To summarize these two things that I've seen on COVID. One, the 6% is a fucking lie, and it is a lie targeted at people that aren't smart enough to understand what is actually going on. Two, we are not overcounting COVID deaths. We are almost certainly undercounting them by about 20-30%.
Yep.
Anyway.
Good times, great oldies.
Yep. So do we have any other updates? I didn't make a notice for this that we're going to record this right now. And unfortunately, I'm probably not going to end up using the Twitch video, but...
That's okay. Nobody wants to see this action anyway.
That's fair.
My raw sexuality is just too powerful. So for safety reasons, please do not observe. Check out these titties.
I would say it would get us demonetized, but we have to be monetized first.
Yes. Yeah. Unfortunately, I don't qualify as a sex worker just because nobody would willingly pay me for any of this.
This day and age,
I can open up an OnlyFans.
You could find somebody that would pay you for that.
That's true. That's true. Everybody can. As a great thing that I heard once upon a time, which, you know, if you're ever beating yourself up over your physical appearance, just remember that you're not ugly. You're just not your type. Somebody out there thinks you are the sexiest thing on toast.
Speaking of that.
But don't sit on toast.
Unless that person's into it. I don't kid you. If somebody's like, Andy, you're so fucking hot. Could you please sit on a piece of rye bread for me while I jerk off? It's what I'm into.
If somebody's going to pay you to sit on a piece of toast. Into.
I would just say, sorry, Louis, I wouldn't do that.
So, have you guys seen the website, thispersondoesnotexist.com?
I don't think I've seen the website itself, but I assume it's a deep fake kind of thing. So it's looking at that stuff.
Yeah.
Because I've seen images of that, of generated people that don't exist. And it is kind of haunting.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, some of the AI research I've done have used similar stuff, and I think it's really interesting. I mean, especially one of the things I think is interesting is where it actually screws up is that it doesn't quite know what an earring is and has some really weird ideas of what earrings are supposed to look like. But I mean, for the most part, it's like for the stuff that shows up in like every picture of a human's face, it's really good at it's really good at creating convincing looking humans. And I think that what we need to do is combine this technology with OnlyFans.
And by the way, you are already behind the curve. Those things exist.
Damn it.
And I was going to say, as far as not knowing what an earring is and having weird ideas of how earrings work, Hot Topic is also way ahead of you.
But no, what you need to do is
these people do not exist porn.
No.
Ah.
But create fake people and try to find people who use OnlyFans and look at their histories and try to create fake people to appeal to them and pretend to be real.
They exist. And not only the ones that can pass, there are webcam, you know, girls that are just full up. Like they look like, Cortana from Halo. Like they're just full CGI. Yeah. They don't even look like a human, and those things make thousands of dollars. If there is a way to get money out of horny people, especially horny men, someone has done it. It is hard to turn over a new leaf in the porn market because people have dug way underneath those leaves a long time ago. So, not that I have personal experience with any of these things. I've just heard about them secondhand.
So, Nathan, just to let you know, though, too, that Mike the Lurker says that it is true. I have never wanted to ravage somebody so much as I wanted Nathan.
Is toast involved or no?
Probably not. But you know, sourdough toast is pretty fucking awesome. So
yeah, I'm out of the loop on the OnlyFans thing. Most of my knowledge of the sex industry is from when I lived in Kentucky. The game store I frequented, the owner ran an escort agency out of the back room, and so that there were a lot
which
of
which again I would take advantage of that just to get extra people for a game.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, I got five people for my game of Dune. How much do you charge an hour?
So you're basically like Larry David, who's driving into the...
Yeah, for the carpool. I just lane. Need a person.
Need a person so I can get to the game quicker.
Well, I would want this person to play. Like, you know, I am paying you for your services. You need to put in a good showing as the Fremen.
Yeah, but... you'd have to have somebody who has at least, I guess you'd have to vet them first. You'd have to pay them.
These
for
people
the, like,
are good at faking it.
Yes. These people are good at doing things, you know, to make people happy that they aren't necessarily into themselves. Like, this is a profession of people who know how to please a customer.
Sure, I guess. I'm just remembering.
Who said sex workers can't be big Dune fans?
Yeah. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that the last random person that we drew into the game could not figure out the concept of yes or no. And if that person was a good guy, they could only ever vote yes. That was the only option that person had, was to say yes because they were a good person. But they couldn't figure out yes or
no. In fairness, that was something you intentionally refused to grasp the first few times we played that game.
No, what? No, no. I'm talking.
We didn't know that you didn't have a choice. Remember when we first started playing? Fair. We didn't know that we didn't have a choice. So you thought good guys could purposely fuck the rest of the good guys over.
Yeah.
And you did it a couple times because it was amusing to you.
Well, yeah.
But you're right that once you don't have the choice, there's no excuse for not grasping that.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Sometimes you vote nine.
Lord.
Oh, man. Yeah.
But anyway, back to my recommendation, Bill and Ted. Bill and Ted. Watch all three of them. It's a great classic film with one of the few sequels that's better than the original. And I will die saying Bogus Journey is better than Excellent Adventure. And that's not a knock on Excellent Adventure. Bogus Journey is just a perfect sequel. And then a surprisingly solid, long-delayed close to the trilogy.
Yeah, it was really well done. It was a lot better than I expected. Yeah, Bogus Journey is easily the best out of the three.
So good.
Yeah.
Yes,
I mean,
it's
got good robot usses and bad robot usses.
Yeah.
I liked how the formula just, it did not change at all. I mean, they didn't try to make them into something else for the third one. They're still the most positive pair of dudes that you'll ever run into. They're just, you know, they're kind of oblivious to things, but still shuffle their way through it.
But that's that lack of cynicism, you know, like a lesser series would have done something to undermine it. They would have had Bill and Ted have a big fight and a big falling out, you know, and have to, like, you know, blah, blah, blah. And no, that's not what it's all about. It's about just two good-natured guys that are dealing with this stuff they're dealing with. Also, I will never grow tired of the inordinately large vocabulary that they have. Because, again, it would be so easy to just have them be dumb and talk dumb, but they use big words correctly for no reason. They just are written that they have really good vocabularies.
So I'm not recommending this, but I see a potential for this to happen, and I think it should happen. I think this should be a good talking point. I think that we should have a straight-off 30-year on sequel to Weekend at Bernie's.
I mean, wasn't he at the bottom of the ocean? He's a skeleton by now.
Well, maybe. Maybe not. Maybe he was frozen. He could have traveled so far that he could have ended up frozen. They could Captain America him. I think, he wandered off at the end of Weekend at Bernie's 2 back into the ocean. Are you looking to see how Weekend at Bernie's 2 ended?
No, I'm looking to see whether there's been an announced Weekend to Bernie's 3, because it's very rare that there is not one.
I think that, because Weekend to Bernie's, well, 1 and 2. 2, I think, is still very similar to Bill and Ted, is better than the first one. It is the one that jumps the shark the most, but at the same time, it is entertaining.
Yeah, so I don't see a Weekend at Bernie's 3. There is a campaign to make Weekend at Bernie's 3 on Facebook. It has 1,300 likes.
Well, I should make it 1301.
It's actually 1373. I was rounding. Okay. I apologize. So you can be 1374. You know, we're still working on getting that Beetlejuice 2, Beetlejuice in Hawaii.
Yeah. It doesn't have a lineage to it other than like a cartoon. I mean, it just really has just one movie. I don't know. Having a sequel to that would be fine too, but I think they could possibly make it work for Weekend at Bernie's. I think you would have to Captain America Bernie, though. Because can you imagine, like, we go back to the two characters in their everyday life now, you know, they're getting closer to retirement, and then just suddenly Bernie shows up?
You bring John Fugelsang back to America? Like, you want to, after everything 2020's hit us with, you think we need more John Fugelsang?
You're talking about Bernie?
Wasn't he the one of the two guys?
No, it's Andrew McCarthy and...
How could it make it any worse, honestly?
Yeah. I mean, my favorite moment of 2020 so far has been seeing a baseball game happening.
Oh, you're right. It was Jonathan Silverman.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jonathan Silverman, not John Fugelsang.
But seeing a baseball game with the cardboard cutouts behind home plate, and one of the cardboard cutouts is fucking Bernie. I mean, just literally is Bernie in the background. That's awesome.
The shot to me was the baseball game with cardboard cutouts with a red ash-filled sky around it. And it's like, this is peak 2020, is cardboard fans at a baseball game with a dystopian hellscape sky. This is what we have.
I didn't share a picture of it on my Facebook, but I've shared it other places. My cousin lives in Oregon, and there's tons of fires going on over there. She was on the coastline, and I kid you not, you look at the picture, it looks like a Mars rover picture. I mean, you can't. Yeah. The only reason why you can tell that it's on Earth is because there's two seagulls just barely in sight on the bottom left.
There is a great video where somebody took drone footage of San Francisco, and they played the Blade Runner 2049 music over it, and it is disturbingly accurate.
Yeah. My mom's actually kind of stuck. So there's forest fires that are happening to the north of her, to the south of her. And then there's the large one that's over in Eugene, which is about an hour east. So if that happens to cross through Eugene going further west, my mom really has no place to go.
I don't know why these anti-fa terrorists keep setting these fires in these forests that haven't been swept up like they're supposed to be. Also, the trees exploding. Randomly exploding.
Yeah.
You know, that's a shame. It's a shame that all of this stuff is happening because of, yeah.
You know, if you had better groundskeepers to rake these leaves and keep these forests clean, then we wouldn't have all these fires. That's going back also, to when California was on fire 3 years ago that he was saying. Fuck.
Good times.
Weekend at Bernie's 3 needs to happen. Andrew McCarthy and Jonathan Silverstein need a job.
Silverstein.
Was it Silverman?
Silverman. Because it's his sister's brother.
Yes.
What's his sister? Sarah Silverman. He's Sarah Silverman's brother.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes. My mind thought that you said that wrong.
The first thing I did was I said, he's his sister's brother, which isn't the cleanest way of saying it, but it was accurate.
Yes, it hurt me a little bit. Weekend at Bernie's 3 needs to happen. God damn it.
Okay, that's your recommendation. If any of our listeners are in Hollywood, they need to make Weekend at Bernie's 3 happen.
Well, that's not my recommendation, but...
Oh, well, what is?
No, my recommendation is I'm going to try to plan it out, and you guys should join us eventually, is play some Among Us.
Okay.
Yeah. Among Us is basically werewolf in space, but with a little bit more active component for the villain or the imposter to go around.
Kind of play out that night cycle versus just picking somebody.
Yep. So the idea is you're a bunch of space dudes or space women. Actually, they're nondescript. They're all just wearing suits.
They're fall guys.
Yeah. The idea is to go and you can win as the good guys if you eliminate all the imposters, or you actually complete all the tasks that you're set out to do. And as the imposter, you're supposed to stay hidden as best as you can, secretly killing people.
But you kind of have to help with tasks, otherwise it'll be too obvious that you're an imposter. So by hiding, you're also helping the other people get towards victory.
They actually can't do tasks at all.
Oh, never mind.
But you can doing them. Yeah.
You can pretend to do tasks.
Yeah. You can just walk up to the monitors and just kind of stand there because that's what you look like.
I was thinking it had to be kind of like Battlestar Galactica style, where you had to contribute, otherwise people would get on to the fact that you were a Cylon. But you can at least pretend you're contributing. That's fine.
Yeah. And then as the
that'd be a little deeper, I think, than the game wants to be, if you actually had to balance that.
Yeah. The imposter can also sabotage equipment, too. So you can sabotage, like, the O2, the oxygen. So if you don't get everybody to repair that, then you win as the imposter because you kill everyone. And if there's ever, like, a one-to-one, like, if there's one imposter, one crew member, the imposter automatically wins.
Sure. So, they win in a straight-up fight.
Yep. Yep. It's
well, because the imposter can just fucking kill people.
Correct.
And if there are as many as imposters as there are normal players, then the normal players can't vote to space imposters anymore. So the imposters just automatically win.
Yep.
Cool.
It's a fun little game. It's only like $5 on Steam. You can pay for like the expanded for like a bunch of costumes and such. It's like, I think like maybe $10-$15.
You don't even need that because you can get you can get a historically inaccurate Viking helm with horns for free.
No.
So you don't need anything else.
I went with the pets and such like that. So I'll be posting that up over on the Facebooks. Maybe we can schedule a time for like a late Friday night or something like that to play some of that. Also, Fall Guys is great.
I'm looking at it online, and I have a friend who's played. He's actually currently playing, and their name is Unplayable Trash Panda. And I don't know who that is, but that is a great username.
I played with him on it too.
That's also, Richie I lied. Cameron, it's not unplayable. It's Unplay Abe.
Oh.
They forgot the second L in unplayable.
Oh.
So it's Unplay Abe Trash Panda.
Yeah, I think that was that. Dave is right. I think that's Rich from Minnesota. Yeah.
Okay. There's also someone named Wojo 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 Wo.
That's not me.
Is it not? Okay. David, what about you?
I'm going to recommend that several days, weeks, months, I don't know. Time makes no sense in the pandemic anymore. Somebody had one of the questions we had been asked. Somebody was asking like, "What was your? Are there cases where the store brand was better?" And I'd said that the private selection brand that's in Kroger owned stores is often really good. And there's another product of theirs that I recently encountered that was really damn good. And that is their private select barbecue sauces, and specifically one called Moonshine Moppin', which has a stupid name, but it is a fantastic Eastern Carolina barbecue sauce. And it's thin enough that you can just chug it straight out of the bottle if you prefer it that way, but it's a really good barbecue sauce. It's the spicy vinegary Eastern Carolina style, which is not terribly common, but what they have at the Kroger stores is really, really good. And by Kroger stores, I mean like everything in Wisconsin except Aldi's. Oh, no, Woodman's is not, but Metro Market or Cops or Pick and Save or Kroger's, and I think there are at least a couple more that are part of the Kroger family and have private selection.
Kaya says hi.
Kaya says hi, and Georgie is having a meltdown because Raylene went out on the porch, which means he can't get to her, so he has to freak the fuck out. Because he is the biggest mama's boy in the history of mankind. I literally can't take him outside to pee when she's home because he won't leave her side. I have to carry him outside.
Nice. So Mike says wheat bread. So if you can handle wheat bread through your ravaging, then...
I like wheat bread. Wheat bread's a good bread.
I don't mind wheat bread if it's... I don't like the whole grain because it has like the little bits that are left in it or something.
And you can't tell whether there's maggots in your bread or if it's just part of the bread.
No.
Did I just add a whole layer of whole wheat disappear.
Yeah, no, I'm okay.
Well, you didn't like it already, so it's not like I ruined it for you.
That's true, too, yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, I think that's it.
All right.
Do we have anything else?
No, I have pot roast waiting for me. I spent extra time with you guys instead of... I should have just ducked out at like 6:45 to go eat my pot roast. But I said, I'll spend time with you.
Yay.
Yeah. And now I have to sneeze, too.
All right. Well, thanks, folks, for watching. Thanks, folks, for listening.
I managed to hit mute in time.
I apologize.
Oh, there was a second one. Oh, it's all over the monitor.
That was terrifying.
Yeah, you could see the
spray.
We
saw particulates on video.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we're not podcasting together inside the same room.
Yeah, that was a frontal cone attack right there.
From my point of view and the stream's point of view, that went straight to David.
I was too busy trying to reach mute to do my standard elbow thing. Like, I was focusing on the mute over the muffle. So that went badly. Enjoy.
Yep. All right. Well, we'll see you guys possibly next week. Otherwise, it'll be a normal 2 weeks.
Whichever. Who knows? It'll be a surprise.
Who knows? Yep. And hopefully all of the audio problems will be fixed before the next
one. We'll see you then. Bring your own toast.
Ooh, that's a good option, too.
Yeah. It's BYOT.
All right, I stopped it.
Oh, my Lord. I'm going to go beat this dog to death. I'll see you guys later.
I just finally heard her. Or Georgie.
I have been muting off and on to try to desperately to keep that piece of crap off of the podcast.
Fair enough.